Same thing with Rodney. You're going to wait until game. Is it a game time thing or?
Yeah, he's doubtful right now. Went yesterday, and you know, we'll make that decision as we get closer.
How did he respond to yesterday's work physically?
Okay.
But enough to hold him out, though. Must have been some issue.
Yeah, he's doubtful.
The Kansas City Chiefs website has announced that Justin Houston is not going to play. What kind of impact do you think that will have?
Well, he's a really good player, but they have a lot of good players, so we'll get ready for the guys that are next if that is in fact the case.
Have you seen Mac take on more of a vocal leadership role? That's something you encourage him to do, or something you talk about with him?
He's not really a big vocal leader. He's really a leader by example, leader by effort, energy. I mean, I think he, you know, maybe talks a little bit more, but he's not a big talker.
Coach, last year, Derek Carr against the Chiefs led his first fourth quarter game-winning touchdown drive. He's done it a couple of times this year. What makes him special in those situations?
I think the key for guys in those situations are just to continue to play, be themselves. I think Derek's a good player, so you know he's just continued to be himself in those situations and been productive. You study the really good performances in 2 minutes over the years. It comes down to guys being poised and continuing to play good football and not trying to do too much.
Acknowledged earlier in the week that yeah, there's a big Raiders Chiefs rivalry and. But, you know, obviously the next game up is the biggest game for
yeah.
you. Just looking back when you spent 2 years in the Chiefs, was it weird being on the other side of that thing? Or was there anything
yes.
that jumps out about you about
no,
that?
No, it was weird. I'd look across and see the Raider uniforms and say, man, I'd rather have that on.
Yesterday, Ken implied that DJ didn't practice hard last week. That's why he didn't play. Is that?
No. I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's performance-based. I think, you know, taking full advantage of your opportunities and making the most of them. Again, we're a unit. We're just looking for production. Guys that play the best are going to play more, you know, and it's really simple. I mean, I think all of our guys have really competed hard. Some have been more productive, you know, and we're looking to play the guys that are being more productive for us.
Nico being limited, have you seen things out of DJ in practice this week that if you have to go back to him, you feel good about it?
Yeah, we'll go back to everybody that's up and active will be a part of our plan. And, yeah, we'll utilize everybody that's available, including him.
You guys good? Okay.
All right. Thank you.